So may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of the things that's been a lot of fun for me in the new role that I have is that I'm in contact with people all over the world every day. Now, was a lot before, but not as much as now. And hearing stories that are encouraged about all that God's doing. And there really is a fresh wind blowing, and it's so fun. And it's always important how you posture yourself. Important, an upright heart. The word upright in the Old Testament, the word upright just means something that's smooth. In other words, there's something consistent, straight, there's something consistent. It's about walking in a place of consistency, because when you do, harvest builds up on the inside. So it's so important in the time that we're in is that we posture ourselves to have upright hearts, because you don't want to miss anything, you know? And this is Psalm 97. It's just not that many verses. I'm going to read it to you, or read some of the verses. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Justice are the foundation of his throne. Now, he talks about the Lord reigning, ruling, governing. He said the Lord reigns, and he says clouds and thick darkness surround him. And in light of their reigning, righteousness and justice are the foundation of the throne from which he reigns. We'll come back and look at that in just a second. Verse 6, the heavens declare his righteousness. And verse 8, Zion heard this and was glad. The daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of thy decisions, O Lord. For thou art the Lord, the most high over all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. In Psalm 99, it starts off by saying, the Lord reigns, people tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. The last part of verse 4. For you have executed justice and righteousness. Interesting that it says in the Psalm 99, let the Lord reigns, same declaration. But here it says, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth shake. But in Psalm 97, he said, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. So which is it we're supposed to do? Rejoice or tremble and shake? Both and. Because he is the Lord. You know, we've talked about this Sunday morning. Those of you who've come to the Book of Acts study on Wednesday nights, is that the ascension, Joel talks about it as the great and terrible day of the Lord. The great day for God's purposes, for God's people, but the terrible day for the enemy. Because as in the ascension, he was enthroned as Lord, King of the whole world. And here I love, he says, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, darkness surround him. So the thing that's important for us to understand is that even when it appears that clouds and thick darkness surround him, the Lord reigns. Even when it appears like the enemy's winning, when it appears as if the enemy's having his way, the Lord reigns. He says, let the Lord reign, let the earth rejoice, because the Lord reigns. Now, this is one of those mysteries about the sovereignty of God. It doesn't mean that everything is happening the way he would choose it to. But it does mean that he is so big and so good. It says this, Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his reign. The foundation of his reign. So think about righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness references his wholeness and his innocence. That's righteousness. We've talked about this a bunch over the last few years, but if something's righteous or right, it's not about like, and this person's wrong, but this person's right in terms of what they said was right, this person's wrong. It means there's something right about you. There's something right about it. It's not just fully functional. There's something about wholeness. But it also carries, therefore, if it's not flawed, there's innocence. So when we talk about the character of God, we have to think in terms of this one who reigns is whole. There's nothing twisted about him. When he says righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne, the word justice here is the word to decree or to decide or verdict. In other words, decisions that he makes. Righteousness and justice are his thrones, are the foundation of his reign. So foundationally, what can we foundationally, the reign of God, righteousness and justice. That God's verdicts, God's decisions, flow out of a place of his wholeness. There are people in our lives at times when people make decisions over us, is it coming from a broken place in them? Is everything in them whole? Is there something twisted there? Because human beings are broken. And so sometimes they make decisions because it serves their purposes more, or it comes out of a place of anger, or inherited sin pattern, or flesh pattern. Do you know what I'm saying? Out of anger, or out of just some dark place. But what we can trust about God and his sovereignty is that the way he foundationally is that all of his verdicts and all of his decisions, all of his decrees come from a place of wholeness, nothing broken. So even though in a fallen world, in an environment where there are people who do make decisions over us or do behave in relationship to us and it has some brokenness in it, what you can know is the God who causes all things to work together for good doesn't cause all things, but the one who causes all things to work together for good. Even in the darkness, even when it seems dark, he's reigning from a place of wholeness. And what he does with what even evil people do, it comes out from wholeness. You with me? When Joseph finally in Genesis 50 speaks to his brothers, he said, look, if you've done something evil, that's God will be your judge, not me. He says, but you may have meant it for evil, but God caused it to work for good. That's what I'm saying. Is that regardless of what's going on around you, the one who reigns, even when there's clouds and thick darkness, even in the context of man's fallenness, he's able to take those things and turn them into his decisions over your life. And it now has been filtered through his wholeness. You hear me? How else could we trust him if we didn't know this? Living in a fallen world where you have leaders and world leaders making crazy decisions, when you have people that you work with, people that you live with sometimes, making decisions out of a place of brokenness. And what the enemy would like for you to know is that your life is being ruined because of that. That's not true. Because God takes even darkness and it's filtered through his wholeness and innocence. And its impact on our lives is that it'll cause all things to work together for good. This has been one of the important scriptures in my life. When things in my life have happened that I didn't understand, that were painful. Times in my life when there was loss. All of us have experienced that. The older you get, the more you get to experience in this fallen world. Times in my life when I've been treated unjustly. What I did believe, and could go to sleep at night in peace about is that even when there's clouds and thick darkness, He reigns. My life is in His hands, no one else's. And His reign over my life flows from His wholeness and innocence, not any place of brokenness or twistedness. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.